This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to the second hour of Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. And we'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. We are at 814 Elm Street. Come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can come and watch the show. And literally, someone took that. I mean, they're listening to us, because we actually have somebody here listening in the green room right now, which is pretty exciting.
It is.
It's like,
so we make it nice and cozy and comfortable.
I know.
It really is like hanging out and having lunch.
Drinking coffee. Yes. He's having some chocolates. And
there you go.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
What better thing to do on
Monday? I know. It's pretty cool. So, do you want to?
I also want to take this opportunity to thank others who have joined us by way of sponsoring Food for Thought, like Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. Belmont Hall at 718 Grove Street in Manchester for top quality foods made fresh. Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry as of today. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com, your coaching solutions company. And Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, featuring elegant and affordable jewelry, as well as precision repair.
Mm-hmm.
So we've still got more exciting stuff coming up in this Healthy Monday show. We have June, who will be joining us to talk about Meatless Mondays and all kinds of other healthy things. You know, it's amazing to me, since we started that segment, how many things pop out at me as, oh, this could be a good meatless mm-hmm. dish. And I have one recipe that my mom had shared with me that has brown rice and walnuts and broccoli and cheese. And it's really satisfying and filling, and it's a great main dish.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, just being aware of it, and you know, like you said, and yeah, it's amazing. You go into your pantry, and I really love cleaning out my pantry.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm coming up. You know, I'm with someone that likes to eat mm-hmm. anything like me. Right. I mean, you know, so it's so much easier.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh my gosh, I can actually whip this together and he's going to like it and we're going to eat it. It's like, it's good. It's good. So, let's welcome June on the show.
Well,
welcome,
hello,
June.
Ladies. How are you?
Meatless good. Mondays, yes. And seasonal recipes and tips.
Exactly.
There we go.
It's always exciting to see you.
Thank you.
She's always smiling. Whenever I see her, she's got energy. She's smiling, and she's going to bring us something warm and funny.
And I'm going to make you smile today.
Oh good. She has something up her sleeve.
Uh-oh.
I was listening on Friday. And they were giving you quite a hard time.
Thank you.
I really felt bad. I wanted to come in and give you a hug, because I've been under her wrath before. So,
thank you. Well, you know, as I was thinking about it, I'm like, that is why I don't like to make things like soup. Because you think about all the stuff I bought, all the time I put in.
Right.
And then it flopped. Like, why? What was the point?
Well, you know what, Jeannie? I say, if you're going to start with a recipe, honey. And so...
But you guys told me last Monday no recipe needed.
You know, at
this
first,
is for you.
At first, you go with the recipe, okay?
All right, yes.
So I actually brought you one of my favorite recipes. It's not Meatless Monday today, but it's not a recipe for Meatless Monday, I should say. But it's sausage soup. And in it, it says for... to use Italian sausage, but I just love that chicken sausage.
Okay.
So I brought you all of the all the ingredients for your sausage soup, except for two things.
Okay.
I brought you
salt and pepper.
Yeah. Four things. I brought you a pound of sweet chicken sausage, a medium onion, half a cup of chopped. Well, I didn't bring the celery.
Okay.
I didn't have
good.
It.
Good. That's fine with me.
I have a half a cup of instant brown rice, small bag of baby spinach that you're going to chop, a can of fire roasted tomatoes, salt and pepper, a quart of beef broth, and mozzarella cheese was the other thing I didn't bring. But I brought this for you to start, and I also brought another one. If you don't think this one's hearty enough, this one here, taco soup.
Ooh.
I remember when you made that.
It is loaded.
Good stuff. Okay.
Oh, my God. This, I'm just going to read what the ingredients are in it.
Okay.
It's just lean ground beef. And you know what? Like anything, you can substitute that for your best, whatever you want to put in it, your best meat.
From
or
even sausage
chicken
to turkey or.
Right. Onion, taco seasoning mix, a can of pinto beans, a can of kidney beans, a can of hominy, golden hominy, which is a corn.
Okay.
And a can of cream style corn, diced tomatoes, stewed tomatoes, a can of the diced tomatoes also with green chilies right in it, and then an envelope of ranch dressing.
Really?
And then you put tortillas in your bowl, top the soup. Oh, my God, this soup is so filling.
It sounds hearty.
Now, this is definitely a meal. And then you chop it with either shredded cheddar or Monterey Jack. So,
for you, my friend, bless you. Yay. All right. I will put that together.
There you go.
That's
excellent. And I figured your trunk can be the freezer for the short time you're out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still cold enough that I'm not worried it's going to go bad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's wonderful.
And my only thing, after listening to them pick on you so much on Friday,
yes,
stick with the recipes until you feel good about what you can put in your soup.
That is just what my therapist said.
Thank you. That's my side job.
Thank you so much. That's excellent. Yes, I will do that. And then maybe just vary from it little bits here and there until you really got it down.
Yeah. And you can always add whatever you want, but stick to the first five.
All right. I will do that.
So for you, Jeannie.
Thank you.
I thought of that last week, and I said
you're
it to
so
Carol,
sweet.
And she's like, yeah, do it.
That's perfect. So. Yes, because that I would try. Because other than that, on Friday I had sworn off soup. Like it just reaffirmed my
how was it?
Yeah.
Honestly, how was it? Oh, I see a face.
Aww.
Poor Jeannie. I'm just,
wow. You know, TV dinners from now on out.
No, never.
No. You know, what was the seasoning you put in yours?
Tony Sacheres. It's Creole seasoning.
Creole seasoning.
But it was like a jambalaya kind of thing. It's good. You've got the kielbasa in there. What else are you going to put that's going to be powerful enough for kielbasa?
I think you had your soup and your stews and your jambalaya confused.
She did.
I did.
It was just like, I don't see the point in soup.
You could put your spoon in and it didn't move.
I know. That was a little scary.
You could even pick it up and go like this and it still wouldn't move.
Like we could make a sculpture. Yeah, it wasn't good. Yeah, you could turn it upside down. It could be a soup lollipop maybe and just.
Yep. Don't give up, Jeannie. Don't give up.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was
very
good.
Encouraging. Yes.
That was
very
cool.
Kind.
I can't wait to taste this one, Jeannie.
No, I'm not making that mistake again.
She goes by the recipe, we're good. Yeah. No. And you know what? I add to that also is garlic. I put garlic in
good.
It because
garlic
it's good.
Is always,
and fennel seed.
Okay.
Because this sausage doesn't have the fennel seed in it.
Oh.
And if you get a fennel sausage, it gives it that much more flavor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So whenever I'm doing my sausage, browning it up, you got to take it out of the casing too.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll add fennel seed to it.
Okay. So I'm going to have to chop the garlic. I'm going to have to cook up the sausage and take it out of the casing.
Well, take it out of the casing before you cook it up.
Okay.
It's
so
easy.
I've got to peel this.
I know. And then
I'm going to take this spinach and chop the leaves into tiny little bits?
Oh, no, just a rough chop.
Good.
Because it withers down. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't even do that. I would just throw it in.
Throw it in.
Yeah.
I've done that too, but it leaves it kind of long.
Okay, yeah.
So just a rough chop.
All right.
There you go. You can do it, baby. I know.
But you definitely take the sausage out of the casing before.
That reminds me. Okay. No, she well, I'm not. I don't cook with like sausage in stuff. I assume you have to. So are these like the little tiny finger skinny sausages? You get to peel
Show
all those to get the
sausage.
Meat out.
Shoot.
Oh, all right. Well, that's
all
not
do
bad.
Is squeeze it out of the skin.
Or okay. Yeah.
You take a knife and you go down and just open
and
it
peel
up.
It like you would a banana.
It's have your kids help.
Why would I go through that much work? Okay. Yes.
Or
that
your
does. Yes. That does sound good.
Yeah.
And then chop the garlic, peel the garlic.
You can, all the directions are right there for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. Hey, I'm going to quit. This brings me to another thing. Okay. So. True confessions. I tried to make a zucchini bread. My mom used to make it. I love zucchini bread. It's tender. It's flavorful. And as a kid, you know nothing different than like banana bread. I mean, it tastes the very the same. So I wanted to make it. I wasn't going to tell the kids what I was doing. When you make zucchini bread, are you supposed to peel the zucchini?
No, you don't have to. Just wash the skin, but you got to shred it.
Yeah, and I did that. It just came out flavorless, but I peeled it. Is it because I took the green out?
It could be, but also this time of year, our vegetables aren't that flavorful right now.
All right. It was it smelled heavenly baking. It was like cinnamony, and you could just smell it. It smelled like it was going to be amazing, and it was just a letdown to taste it. So maybe I need to try a different recipe or something because it was just flavorless. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if maybe if you were supposed to do something else to the zucchini or you're supposed to leave the green on.
In your defense, where I would be. You know, probably, you know, like you said, your kids.
Yeah.
And if they didn't like zucchini, I probably would have peeled it too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they wouldn't see it so much. No?
I did peel it, and I was wondering, did I peel off the flavor? I mean, should I leave it green and
you
just make it that way?
You probably did with zucchini.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you don't peel zucchini.
No. Okay. I will try it again because it really, the rest of it, it was moist and it smelled so heavenly. It smelled like you'd be biting into just a wonderful thing and it fell short. So I'll try it with the peel on. All right, carry on.
I wonder why.
See, but okay, and here's the other thing. I was going to bring you in, but I knew this was Monday and I couldn't get away with it. I make an amazing Rocky Road fudge. I make sweets and desserts. I can do a really good job with, and I needed to bring that in just so you'd know I don't fail at everything I try to cook.
So where is it?
It was Monday. You think I was going to try to smuggle that in under Rocco's nose?
Well,
there is no
Rocco's
way.
Rocco's not here now.
Okay, well, tomorrow is another day.
And I won't be here to try it.
Oh, well, you could stop by, have lunch with us.
Yeah.
All right, carry on. You probably had another agenda.
The joy of this segment here. I love it. It's a little bit of everything.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of zucchini, this weekend it was my birthday, my two granddaughters' birthdays.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. All within 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I made this Italian feast Saturday night. I did a
It was your birthday, and you did an Italian feast.
Yeah, but I love doing that.
Oh, okay.
I love cooking. Right. So I made a really nice salad, and then I made sauce, best meat sauce ever.
Ooh, wow. The best meat sauce ever.
It was, I had this chicken sausage in it and hamburg, and it was just so darn good. I loved it.
That
and then
very good.
I cooked it for a while, and then I made a lasagna. And I use zucchini in my lasagna because I'll shred it.
Yeah.
And this way you don't have to cook the noodles. I no longer make lasagna and cook the noodles first. If you take the shredded zucchini and you put it over the noodles, it bakes it. It gives
really?
It. Yep, so you don't have to go through that bother of boiling your noodles or anything.
Well, when I do a lasagna, which is very rare, I'll buy the no cook ones.
Well, you don't even have to do that. You can just get the regular ones and add the zucchini. And you know what? Not one of the kids knew that there was zucchini in it.
That's awesome. So you shredded it and put that on one of your layers.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
Nice. Yeah. And you didn't, because, I boil the noodles and go through the whole thing.
No. Don't do that.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
Comes out good.
Now, how did you discover that?
I was having a cooking lesson once, way back, like in my early years of being married. And the woman that was doing it was showing us how to make a lasagna, and that's where it came from.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, you know, let's talk about your sauce for a little bit, because, you know, when I go to make when I make a spaghetti sauce, I never really know how to make one, really. I mean, I'll use like some jars.
Oh, no.
But then I'll also add paste to it, and I'll add some diced tomatoes maybe. I mean, I kind of make it my own.
Right.
But like, what is your base of your sauce?
What I do is I do my meats first and get it to a really good brown color.
Okay.
And then I'll add in my onions and my red peppers and green peppers and garlic.
So saute that all up with your meat.
After the meat has gotten a good brown texture on
it.
And then I add a big can of crushed tomatoes.
Crushed tomatoes.
Big can of tomato sauce. Can of diced tomatoes as well. But before I add all those tomatoes, I take, you know, I love the new tomato paste in the tube.
In the tube, yes.
I love it. So I just squirt that in there first, get it moving all around, wake it up, as they say, because it's been in the tube sleeping for so long.
Oh, my gosh. I think she's cracking up.
And then I add all my spices, oregano, Italian seasoning, garlic, onion powder. Italian seasoning, garlic, onion powder, basil, all of that before even my tomatoes. So I get it into the meat.
So it's all seasoned.
Yeah, I get it all into the meat. And then after all the tomato stuff is ever in there, and I always put some sugar to take down the bitterness of the tomato. And then I will add some more seasonings after that and I forgot the wine. The wine is most important. I always use wine as well. After my meat and veggies are all browned, I'll pour that in there. Let that reduce.
Red wine?
Yep. And let that reduce, and that just gives it another layer of flavor. Then just let it cook for hours.
Wow. Yep. Okay. See, so you don't even use tomato sauce?
Oh, yeah. Tomato paste, tomato sauce.
And crushed tomatoes.
Crushed tomatoes and
diced.
Yep. Okay. And I put in the fire roasted. Those are
I love those. I like those too. They're delicious.
So, yeah.
They give it like a little extra.
They
know?
Do. Yeah. I really like
it. We are going to go on a break. You are listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building. You can give us a call at any time. 866-823-1077. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
With Carol, and joining me is Jeannie Lester, and we also have June in the house with us, and we're talking recipes and meatless Mondays, and well, we did talk about a meat sauce. But
yeah,
you can just definitely do it without the meat.
True.
Yeah.
I don't.
Right.
Mean, you could. Yeah.
Why not?
I. You can. It's called a marinara, right?
Right.
Yeah. I just.
Do you just always do it with the meat?
I do.
Well, you
I
know, it's just, a little heartier too.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I don't like my marinara. I'm not I don't know.
You're not a marinara kind of a girl.
No, I like the meat.
Just don't make it on Mondays.
Exactly. You know, I was looking up a couple more facts about meatless Mondays and how, just a few more facts on meat-free days can also save a large amount of water because there's so much water that's put into the meat as they process it. It also reduces the use of antibiotics,
growth hormones?
Growth.
Hormones.
No.
Growth.
Nope. Can't remember. I don't know what that one says. And chemicals. Anyways, it probably is hormones. But all the stuff that they inject into the beef and everything like that. So just going one day a week can reduce all that. And it also can reduce the destruction of wildlife habitats and endangered species. So
interesting.
Yeah, just a few more thoughts of why it's good, not only health-wise, but for our environment and everything as well. So
that's interesting.
Tips to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I did find a recipe that I thought of Carol because she loves her poblano peppers.
I love poblanos. I cook with them all the time, too. They go in all my soups now.
Oh, I know. There's such a nice taste to them. And sometimes they're not hot, and other times...
And sometimes they can be.
Boy, can they be hot.
Not too hot, though. Well, not like a jalapeno.
No, but for some of us wimps. So this is...
Stuffed poblanos?
Yeah, and it's not really a good healthy one because there is cheese in it, but...
Well, you can use the reduced fat cheese, and you can reduce the cheese probably, right?
I would think it doesn't really call for a lot of it.
You know, I think that that's the thing. You know, when you are thinking healthy and you do come across a recipe, mm-hmm. you can always adjust it.
Adapt it. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or even change it from...
Well, Jeannie can't.
Yeah.
But.
Wow. Poor Jeannie.
I give up.
I know. This one is...
I'm teasing.
Yes.
Phew.
I'll never cook again, but that was really funny.
Oh, poor Jeannie. This is to serve a family of six or six people. You take six small poblano chilies, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, cumin, salt, 4 ears of corn, or, you know, where it's so hard to get a good corn right now, you could probably use the frozen one.
You know, can you stop for 1 second?
Sure.
The original, that recipe that you first, the recipe that you gave her, hominy. That's corn?
Yeah, it's a form of a corn, and it's white. They're white, and they're so delicious. When it comes out of the can and you put it in, it's hard to describe, but they're big and they're white, and it's like a corn. I believe it's from the family.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
So they have it in the grocery store in cans?
Yeah, it's made by Goyo has it. It's right in with all the other beans and stuff like that.
So it's called hominy.
Yep.
Golden. Did you ever hear of that?
I've heard of hominy. I just never really knew what it was, or I haven't used it. But
you know, I thought hominy was
grits.
Yes.
Well, you always hear hominy grits, so it's like corn flake or blended in with the grits.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Makes
so
sense.
So when you gave that recipe to Jeannie, it's not corn she's getting. She needs to get hominy.
Well, she needs a can of cream
Both.
Corn.
Yeah.
Cream corn.
This
yeah.
is the taco one, right? And a can of the hominy.
Of hominy. Both.
I can't wait to look at a can of hominy now.
Yeah.
Maybe when I look at it, I'll be like, I knew what that was.
Right. You've probably passed it a million times in the store.
Yeah, because it's right with all the beans, like when you buy your pinto and your kidney beans and all that.
So it's there. Hominy.
Yep.
Oh, my
by
goodness.
Goyo.
Okay. I'm sorry that I...
That's
sorry.
Okay. No
I was curious. I meant to ask you that then.
And then it has, you know, the corn. Like I said, I would put frozen just
so frozen.
Because it would be better right now. You're going to need a large bunch of scallions, creme fraiche, cilantro, the zest of a half a lime, and the juice of 1 lime. And then crumbled, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. The cheese is C-O-T-I-J-A. It's a Mexican cheese, and I have seen it. And I bet it's almost like a feta because they say you just crumble it in. Mm. So I'm thinking it's got to be like a Mexican feta cheese. So you preheat your oven to 450. You toss the chilies, the poblanos with the cumin, the salt, and olive oil. And
What do you do with the poblanos, though? Do you don't keep them whole?
You're going to keep them whole first because you're going to roast them.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to roast them at 450 degrees for about 20 minutes. Then you're going to let them cool down till you can handle them. Take out the seeds, take off the skin. And then you're going to take your corn and do the same thing with the corn. You're going to a little bit of olive oil, cumin, salt, pepper,
and roast it
till it gets like a golden color.
Okay.
Then what you do is you take all your, with the corn, you're also going to put the scallions.
Oh, okay.
After, you know, like halfway of the cooking time, put them in so they get a little bit more flavor to them, too. Then what you're going to do is you're going to, like I said, split the peppers, take out the seeds and all that. And you're going to mix the corn, the crema, which is like a creme fraiche.
Creme fraiche.
Yeah, it's like a cream cheese. It's a,
is that what that is?
Yeah, it's like a Mexican cream cheese.
I never knew that.
Or Italian cream cheese, too. So there's either crema or creme fraiche. So they're both like a cream cheese consistency.
So is that two different things, crema and creme fraiche?
Yes, but they are just about the same.
See, I always thought creme fraiche you used in desserts.
No, you can put those in like any, like even a chili or anything like that.
Creme fraiche?
Oh, yeah, just on the top, a little dollop. It's not like sour, like sour cream, but it just gives it that extra flavor, that extra creaminess, I guess.
I never knew that. Okay.
Then you take the corn, the creme fraiche, the cilantro, the lime zest, the juice, the salt, and then you crumble in that cheese. I can't pronounce.
Oh, Catiga?
Catiga, something like that. I'm not Mexican, so I'm not sure. I'm not good with that.
How would Sylvia say it?
Yeah.
Catiga.
And you spoon it into the peppers, and then you just bake it until it's lightly golden. The corn is lightly golden brown, about 8 minutes, and that's it.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't that sound
delicious.
Good?
So stuffed poblanos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That sounds good.
I saw that. I said,
And that's a meatless.
Exactly. And I would say even put some cayenne in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I definitely would.
See that?
And even some garlic.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's like the overriding theme with both of you, probably.
It is,
right?
With me.
It always needs add garlic. Yeah. Add garlic.
Yeah. Okay.
And red peppers. I was thinking of that on the way over, that I think red peppers would be good in there, too. Even if you use the roasted red peppers.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Put that in there. Yeah. That would add a little bit more flavor, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, and I thought of you. So there you go. That's that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Yeah.
Did you print that stuff off, Soup Addict?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I printed that same exact thing.
Did you?
Didn't I show you that one day, how pretty it was?
You may have. No, I would have remembered anything that said
Soup Addict
because.
Well, I printed it off a while ago. And I haven't really used it yet. It's been at the bottom of my pile. So
they have some pretty cool recipes because I get it in my email every day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I know. I wanted to check it out, but I brought it so we could have Jeannie look on soupaddict.com and see if any of that will help you, too.
Soup Addict is not a support group that I would ever need to be a part of because I don't need the patch. I have no problem breaking away from soup. I don't need the 12 stepping away. No. Soup is not an addiction of mine.
The patch. You're funny, Jeannie.
Okay, well, we do need to go on a short break, and you are listening to Food for Thought live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. You still have time left to get on down to Midtown Cafe and have some lunch and watch the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
So nice. Welcome back.
We always have jazz on Sunday.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Jazz Sunday. Sunday jazz.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Makes everything so much classier.
It does. Does it? It sounds classy.
In your PJs.
Yeah.
With a mimosa.
Welcome back to Food for Thought, live at the Beacon Building. Give us a call, 866-823-1077. We are in-house with June and Meatless Mondays and seasonal recipes and tips, and she just gave me this great stuffed poblano recipe, and
all right, so I have a question for you then. There's you know, we've been talking about some of the foods that you really like, and there's something that I want to try again. I need to know a really good, well, there's two things. One is I need a really good place to go for risotto, or to find some good risotto. I don't trust anything because people can do it and have it not turn out well at all. And I've had some really good risotto that was just like fantastic.
Wow. Go ahead.
Well, I made it. Yeah. And I was really scared at first to make it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad at all. It
Jeannie
really wasn't.
Jeannie cannot make risotto.
Why?
Why not? It wasn't that hard. You just got to have your broth.
Thank you for
warm.
That vote of confidence.
No kidding. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Risotto. You know what it is with risotto? You have to really pay attention to
right.
it.
Right.
You can't leave it.
Yeah. Right.
Because then, you know, and it just takes a little tender, loving care. I mean, it's not,
It's not rocking science.
What kind did you make, June?
I've made a couple different kinds, but I would put, I love asparagus, so I put asparagus and peppers in it. And actually, you can just put in it whatever.
You really can put whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like
Do you
a
both
rice.
Recall what happened the last time you told me that?
I'm being
We
nice.
Came up with.
You can follow a recipe.
Don't be giving advice out to the. Because I'm not the only person who maybe isn't, you know, top chef level. So you can't just be throwing out these pieces of advice like, oh, you can throw anything into it. That's not true. Take it from me, folks. That's not true. Just as you can't throw everything into your soup.
Well,
you have to be careful what you're putting into the risotto.
Well, not the whole box of rice, Jeannie.
Right. Risotto is rice.
No, I meant your soup.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah.
I didn't put the whole box of rice.
She put some in. And then
look at her.
Said
she's just cracking
later,
up.
Later, she's stirring it. She's like, where the heck's all the rice? So she poured more.
I put
one more
cup in.
And then what happens after
in.
An hour?
Yeah. You have no broth.
Yes, which is exactly what happened. But I said, you know, I was fearless because they said, oh, just throw whatever in. So that's why I threw kielbasa and Creole seasoning and all that. You said, make it your own. Put anything you want in it. Well, you can't just give out that advice and think that people are going to understand.
I think what we should say then is go by the recipe, and then once you perfected it, veer off.
There we go. So the same holds true for risotto. If you give a good recipe for a risotto, then it could be
made. Well, it is like the base of risotto, you know, and then you can even put spinach in it.
Oh, yeah.
But last night we went to eat at CR's.
That's the new place
in Hampton.
Yes.
Well, it's been there since I think they opened up in October.
Yeah.
But that is Chuck Rolichek's new place, the old owner of Chop House and CR Sparks.
Oh, okay.
Now he has CR's restaurant. So we went there last night. Mm-hmm. What a cute, cozy restaurant.
Where is this?
In Hampton. Like, right, it's not even, it's like way before. Like, I was actually surprised that was Hampton. It's exit 13.
So is it like by Old Salt and all that?
No. You don't even go that far. And it's directly off the exit. So it's kind of nice. I mean, it took us like maybe 25, 30 minutes from Manchester, just, you know, right down 101.
Nice.
Exit 13 right off, right there on the left. So it's like an easy on, easy, you know, off and on. But, didn't you say something about creme brulee?
Yes, that was my second thing. I wanted to have creme brulee is like my the pinnacle of desserts.
I love
you creme love creme brulee.
Yes, okay. I and Daryl does too. Usually when we go places and you know they have it homemade and they have all different kinds. Like at Christmas time we had a I don't remember who served it, but somebody was serving an eggnog creme brulee.
Oh,
it was delicious.
Huh.
Oh my gosh,
okay.
It was so good. But CR's last night, Daryl had the swordfish and he had it over. I'm pretty sure his was. I think it was lobster risotto, but they had really good risotto.
Nice.
And they had different kinds on the menu, too.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And then for dessert, I'll just let people know, too, what I had. I had the vegetable gnocchi. It was homemade gnocchis with some seasonal vegetables inside of it.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it was,
I bet that
sounds
was delicious.
Really, really good. It was very, very good. And so then for dessert, which I think that this is kind of, it reminded me of creme brulee. They did have creme brulee on the menu.
Okay.
But we got the pot de creme. Have you ever heard
of
that?
Yes, yes. I have a good recipe for it.
It was a butterscotch pot de creme.
I seen the post and I was like, that sounds good.
I bet that was amazing. Butterscotch.
It was so ridiculous.
Really?
Did it have fruit on it?
It had some blueberries on it, yes.
Yeah.
It had the pot de creme itself reminded me of creme brulee.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
So good. I mean,
and did it have that crispy layer on the top?
You know what they had on the top of this one? They had the butterscotch topping.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they probably make it there.
Sure.
You know, I doubt it's the jar one that
they
use. So they had that like on the top. But no, not like the creme brulee that they, when they fire it.
Yeah.
But Oh my gosh, that was heavenly.
Heavenly. That sounds very good.
How were their prices?
The prices were very good.
Really?
Prices. I mean, you know, it's not a place. Well,
is it an upscale?
No, it's casual? You know, it was very comfortable. Oh, nice. I expected it to be a little bit look a little more fine dining.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's probably considered fine dining, but. Well, you know, it's casual though, because it was a nice rustic. There's a fireplace in there,
aww.
And you know, and they had like oars on the mm-hmm. on the wall. It was just really cozy. The bar is like a horseshoe shape, and just very comfortable. I mean, I think you could go on a Saturday night and dress up, you know, and be fancy,
yeah.
Or you could go. I mean, mm-hmm. we had left the diner. We had been there all day. And didn't look. I mean, I had jeans on, so
right.
I was very comfortable there wearing my jeans,
okay.
You know. So, yeah, it was very good. So, CR's nice. In Hampton.
Nice.
It was good.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah. I actually made a great creme brulee once when it was vanilla bean and just scraping the actual vanilla bean.
Ooh, I never
out.
Did that.
It was so good. It was creamy, and then that topping that was just that crisp. Ugh. Yeah, it was amazing.
Did you use the little torch?
The torch? No, they had another, but I want to get one though.
Yeah.
I really want, because I want to do it right.
Had one.
You did?
I did.
It's one of those desserts that's good enough that it's worth investing in the right tools to make it.
And then once you have it, you'll find other things you can use it for.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
What
meringues.
Else would you use?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
to torch your meringue.
I don't know.
Scare
I'm sure
your kids.
Yeah,
you're right. I mean, there are so many different things you could do with that, but I'd buy it just for the creme brulee making abilities. It's that good.
It wouldn't be one of those useless gadgets.
That would not be, no.
You know, no. You girls were talking about useless gadgets, I think like 2 weeks ago. And were you talking about the rotisserie oven that you both hated?
Yes.
Do you know how often we use ours?
Quite often.
At least once a week.
Do you know what's funny is that I have now, I mean, in the last couple of weeks, once we started talking about it again, I'm like, I don't know. I might be tempted to go out and get one again.
Well, you know what? It took us, we almost sent it back.
Really?
And then we said, no, we're going to try it one more time.
Yep.
And we're going to set it like a half hour more than what it really would call for. And do you know that 20 minutes to a half hour made the total difference? I did a roast chicken in it yesterday, and that skin, Dennis calls it naked chicken, because when it's all done, I'll go in and I'll peel off the chicken
and just
skin.
Be eating the
just eat the crunchy
it's
skin
so
and
good.
It's like that's so bad for you, but
it is so
bad,
but it's so
but
tasty.
It's so good, and that's the only time I do that.
Wow.
But yeah.
Yeah, so you just have to commit to the rotisserie,
right.
You're saying.
And you know what? We've used, we've done a prime rib in there. Came out so
See, and
good.
That's, see, I stopped short
roast.
Of experimenting with the, we had the video. It shows you all about doing different meats and all that. I'm like, okay, we really need to do that. We got all excited in the beginning, and we never moved on, I don't think.
Yeah, you
got to
play
did
with
maybe
the time
one,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was listening to you girls, and I was like, huh. They just don't know how to use it.
Oh, that's funny.
But we all have useless gadgets, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so big on that.
I mean,
I'm bad.
As a matter of fact, when I went up to King Arthur Flour, I bought, because, you know, you get caught up when you're there. I mean, we love
kitchen stores.
And, you know, so it's I can't wait to go now that they've expanded. I just can't wait to go. But, I got, you know, sucked in, and I bought a donut pan.
Yeah.
And a box of the donut mix.
Yeah. Because it looks like such a good idea at the time.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Exactly. I went home, I made them once, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the
donut pan is in my thing. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, you know, you tend to do stuff like that.
Remember the Oreo cookie cake?
I still have that.
I do, too.
What?
I just seen it the other day.
What Oreo?
Oreo cookie cake in the pan. It is stamped, so when you make it and it comes out, it's stamped Oreo
cute.
Cookie.
Yeah, wicked cool.
And the recipe, it's so good.
I know. So what recipe was that?
Well, it's on the box. If you still have your box, it's on your box.
I don't have my box.
Oh, I do.
For the pan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So if you want it, I can get it.
No, I don't.
So then this Oreo Oreo cookie cake pan does not fall into the category of useless. You're glad you got that and it's still hanging around.
I've only used it twice.
See, but it is, isn't it interesting? Those shaped pans or, you know, cake pan, things like that are very specific. They're such a good idea when you get them. And
it is.
Yeah.
The spatulas and the spoons with the knobs on them and that held onto the pots. I have so many. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Whole big drawer. Yeah. All right, then what's your indispensable gadget?
My rotisserie thing.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't be without it. I love it. I set it and forget it.
What is your indispensable gadget?
Cast iron fry pan that has big sides.
I just got you can one do for everything. Christmas. Oh.
Well, I gave my husband a hard time when he wanted to buy it, and now I'm all in. Makes sense.
I don't have one of those.
You need to get one. Yeah. It not only does it hold up, I mean, it cooks things so nicely.
Even.
Yeah. It's all very evenly cooked. You can then, if you need to put that dish in the oven, it goes right in the oven from the stove top to the oven. It's easy to wash. It doesn't turn colors. It's fantastic.
As long as you season it after you're done, dry it right away with a paper towel and season it with oil, you're good to go. Yeah.
Now, is that one of the things that you don't wash with dishwashing soap?
Oh, yeah. You can't put it in the dishwasher at all.
No, but when you wash it.
I wash mine with dishwashing soap. People will say, don't do that because you ruin the flavor of things, and I just can't make myself not.
But she says, probably after dry it and then with the oil.
Season it with the oil.
Right. Well, another show. Mm-hmm. It goes by so fast. It really does. It goes by very, very fast. And tomorrow, you know, normally listeners, we do have Linda. What's cooking in Kansas? She still has laryngitis.
Poor woman.
She couldn't call in last week, and she I talked to her this morning, and she. Well, I didn't talk to her. We did it by email because she can't talk. So no Linda tomorrow either. So just want to let listeners know.
But Make-A-Wish.
We are going to be hearing from Make-A-Wish. Yes. So stay tuned. Stay tuned now. Well, stay tuned now for Ken Kale coming from.
Get a taste from Florida.
Oh my gosh, they must be having a blast. We'll be right. We'll see you tomorrow.